This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. Our job here on the DJV program is to keep you up to date on what is happening, give you some of our twists, spins, and experiences, and then give you some ideas as to how to, as they say, flatten the curve. That's going to be the new expression, flattening the curve. A lot of people are wondering what's going to happen with the primaries. I see Louisiana and Georgia have pushed back primaries, and that may be one of the things that happens not only for the immediate future, but some of them down the line. So, Jennifer, the situation in terms of Washington, its relationship with the rest of the country, those are the sorts of things that Washington doesn't declare. Washington is not in charge of the primaries. People have gotten such a bad, they just don't know how the government works. They don't know that the federal government's not in charge of the primaries, but it's the local.
It's the states, and in many cases, not only the states, but then the rules of the primary are determined by the state party, whether that's Republican, Democrats, whatever it might be. They're the ones who kind of come up with the specific rules. So, yeah, that doesn't have much to do nationally, but, you know, not a wasted opportunity. I thought it was a little tasteless yesterday, or maybe a couple days ago. Joe Biden sent out a note saying, hey, you know, probably safer if you just absentee ballot. It's like, now's not the time, I think, for people to be thinking in that way, but certainly
I think absentee ballots are a disaster. Anything other than going to the polls and voting is completely fraught with all kinds of peril.
And states will decide if they're going to cancel their or postpone their elections. Already, as you mentioned, we're seeing that in certain states. I don't know. It feels a little.
Well, a lot of older people are really, you know, my parents are avid voters. And if our primary in New Jersey was right now, I don't think they would go.
Well, and that's why it's better to postpone if there is a shutdown.
Because it doesn't make any difference now anyway, because Biden's going to win it.
Any votes
from now on are a waste, and that's an outrage.
You have to do it. There are still people who want to cast their vote, and you know we get so locked up in who's going to win, Biden or Bernie or whoever. But there's a lot of down ballot races that need votes too, and we shouldn't just say because it's a national thing. I mean, there's a lot that needs to be decided
just
on the state level.
For the heck of it, back Victoria to what was said at the end of the debate, or sort of the end of the debate. A woman, Biden says, "I'll have a woman as my running mate." That opened the door for Amy Klobuchar. Who's more likely to go through that door than somebody like
her? That's a great question. Lewis, actually, my husband, when we were watching last night, he said, "Oh, I wonder if it'll be Amy because Lewis really likes her." I don't know. I think it's probably going to be someone younger and more progressive to kind of encapsulate the whole spectrum of the party.
I don't think he needs it. He doesn't need it.
He does for younger people.
Go ahead, Jeff.
He'll get the nomination, but I'm saying he needs a younger perspective.
By saying what he said last night, total turnoff about are you going to get committed? And I think it's a dumb question. Are you going to commit to a female vice president? To me, that cheapens it, and it makes it seem like he's got to check a box. Now, we all know that's what he's going to do, but I just think it's
Bernie gave a different answer.
I know, and I appreciate
the direction he was going in, but he wasn't committing to it.
But how about this answer? I'm going to pick the best person for the job. Because as a woman, it's going to feel cheap now when Biden picks up a VP because it's going to be like he's pandering. I want women to be empowered. I want women to be picked because they're the best person, because they're the best candidate.
I do think Biden is going to surround himself with very good people, though.
Well, but you understand how that comes across as checking a box.
Obama part two.
It's either going to be, Amy Klobuchar has already said she's on the ticket with Joe Biden, and then she went, oh, my mistake, and she backed it off. But she announced that she was on the ticket with Joe Biden, and then everybody went, ooh, and she goes, oh, no, that's not what I meant. So obviously she's in the running. Obviously Kamala Harris is probably being looked at as well. And Stacey Abrams is another name who is being tossed around. And Andrew Yang sent out a tweet I thought was interesting last night. He said, wow, Biden's going to pick a female vice president? That's not what he told me. So obviously he's been having conversations with everybody to get their support and say, and kind of dangling that carrot saying
well,
he could be in contention.
Andrew Yang isn't exactly a Biden fan either, so I don't know.
And he's
that feels like a swipe.
He's endorsed him, though. He endorsed Biden.
Because he said the math shows that he's going to win. That's why.
When Obama was running 8 years ago, and Joe sat on the stage with Obama and Hillary. No, he was on the stage with his wife. And they were talking about who's going to have what job. And he said that Obama brought the two of them into a room. Remember this? And said, okay, you two, you have to decide what you want. One of you is going to be Secretary of State. The other one is going to be Vice President. What do you want? And Joe said, looked at Hillary. Hillary said, I want to be Secretary of State. Joe said, okay, I'll be Vice President. So, under the circumstances, that's probably, you know, the kind of scenario. And then when it all unfolded, it, you know, it was pretty much a love fest. I think you're going to see that as this thing gets closer to the fall. In the
meantime,
Biden
has said, in I'm paraphrasing, but it's almost a direct quote. He has said he is likening himself as a bridge to the next generation of the Democratic Party. So I think we're going to see Mayor Pete is going to have a prominent position. I think you know we're going to see maybe an Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang had, you know, was popular. I like his commentary when he's done, you know, post presidential campaigning stuff. I think we are going to see a lot of young blood and fresh blood, and we need it. When we all remember, we can all agree bipartisanly that tech conference last year, when Mark Zuckerberg sat there, and there were stupid senators who were asking him about their iPhone, and he was like, "That's not the company that I run." It was a nightmare, and it was embarrassing that all these old white guys have no idea what they're doing. They had no idea what their questions were. They had some interns writing questions for them. They didn't even know what the technical terms were. It was a disaster. We need young blood on both sides of the aisle, I think.
That's sort of a description. That I feel like that approach is a little discriminatory toward people my age.
But, Doug, you made fun of them, too.
Well,
but you made fun of them too. It was an embarrassment. They could have studied.
But it's not just about age. Back to the movie that I was – one of the movies that I saw over the weekend, excuse me, I'm losing my voice here, which won't be handy to have. The movie, The Burden, about what it not only is about race relations, but it's about ignorance in this country, and ignorance has no age. As a matter of fact, more and more people in certain parts of the country are becoming less and less educated, and this movie sort of helps to point that out.
I just don't like checking boxes for anybody. I think it's insulting. It's like whether it's an old person or a woman or whatever, let's talk about the person that feeds and that will supply the country in the best possible way. I don't know. I feel like when we just say all old people are bad or all women have to be put into the ticket for me to get a winning ticket, I don't know.
Well, but if we don't push forward, though, and sometimes, you know, there has to be a box that's checked. You know, affirmative action did a lot of good for a lot of people. If we didn't have that box to check, there are so many people who would be left behind. If you don't check the box and put a woman there, how is a woman ever really going to get there if someone doesn't say?
Well, a woman's been there before. A woman was there 40 years ago in the vice presidential, as a vice presidential candidate.
40 years ago.
Yeah, in 1980.
Walter Mondale.
Yeah,
when he
ran.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was 40 years ago.
Well,
so unless someone checks the box,
you're reflecting the country as it is, not as you would like it to be. We'd all like it to be different than it is, but as it is right now, it's probably not necessary for him to have a white woman or a black woman or whatever. He may want to do that, and if in fact it goes well. And he's elected, and this, you know, the next 4 years is good. That woman has a good chance of being the first woman to be president of the United States. That would be the way I'd look at it, anyway.
And if that opportunity isn't given to her, then how is that ever going to happen?
It'll happen sooner or later.
He should be earned, bound to. I guess, is what I want.
I don't think he's going to pick someone who's not qualified. So I don't know if earning it is, how do you earn it then?
It's the best possible candidate for his campaign. And so if that happens to be a woman, great. I just think by going out and answering the dumb question in a debate, are you going to pick a woman
it's
VP?
It's frustrating
that feels
to me
like
because
pandering.
No one ever asks these questions about getting a man as the VP. No
You're
one
right.
ever asks if
That's
he's
the
best
point.
Qualified candidate. But they get picked regardless. I mean, how many VP uh-huh. candidates?
But by asking that question, those moderators diminished you, Kara. They diminished you, Victoria.
I don't feel diminished at all by that,
well,
Jen.
I do.
I
think
don't.
It's a
because as a woman in the party, this is my party that we're talking about. And as a woman in the party, I would be furious if he doesn't put a woman in that position. There are so many qualified
But you're
going to
vote for him.
Well, yeah, because
no
I hate Trump.
What.
But
right.
but still, but I would happily cast a vote if he puts a qualified woman in that position. And I believe in his judgment, and I believe he will put a qualified woman in that job. So I think it's a win for women. I don't feel diminished at all.
Well, everybody's got their own point of view. Isn't that refreshing? That's the good thing. 16 past the hour. This is the DJV program. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps. You'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so let's see what we can find here. The Feds have fired their bazooka, Jennifer, cutting short-term interest rates to almost zero. So that'll get people, there's more money that's been thrown into the Fed and now the economy, which certainly is going to be rattled. There'll be a lot of businesses, I think they'll just close down over the next few weeks or maybe month, or who knows? I mean, that's a guess. So what else do we see looking around? I think that's good news, at least sort of keeps people, a little reason for more people refinancing, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great piece of news. There's also the first participant in a clinical trial for a vaccine to protect against the coronavirus. That's happening already.
Where is that being
week.
Done, here or
That's
Israel?
Being done in Washington, D.C., or I'm sorry, in Seattle. Pardon me. The National Institute of Health is funding the trial, which will happen at Kaiser Washington Health Research Institute in Seattle. And so typically vaccines will take up to 8 or 10 years to actually create, and we've already got the first one that is already rolling out to try to test a vaccine. So that's really good news. Also, the local teams, so for instance in Los Angeles, Lakers, Clippers, the Los Angeles Kings, they're partnering up to pay arena staffs because they're all out of work because of the seasons and the stoppage of play. So they're all getting together, the players, to donate money to a fund that will help people who sell the hot dogs and the beer and the merchandise and the memorabilia. And that's happening not just in Los Angeles, but all across the country. And it started with an NBA player who announced he'd give $100,000 to workers at the Milwaukee Forum. So that's great news.
Why aren't the team owners doing it. Mark Cuban's the only owner who's actually taking responsibility. Why? It's wonderful that the players want to help, but all these billionaire owners, why don't they chip in?
It's a good point.
There's a question. 21 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's 23 and change after on the DJV program. Every hour we have set aside moments of music. And here in this circumstance, we've got Kelly Clarkson clearly in our ear. She was scheduled to kick off her Las Vegas residency in Planet Hollywood on the 1st of April, but as the coronavirus continues to spread around, she said she's going to postpone her shows. As you know, production of the Kelly Clarkson show was temporarily shut down late last night. That would be the TV show. I'm guessing she's talking about that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, her talk show, yeah.
Most of the television shows have been, especially if their audience is required. My pal Tucker was shooting the pilot for a show he's going to be in, and they were three-quarters of the way through it and told him to come home. They shut the thing down. They were up in Vancouver. So
there's a cluster of coronavirus up in Vancouver, too.
Yeah, right.
A lot of the movie Northwest. And TV sets, yeah, have shut down.
Yeah. Anyway, so Clarkson's statement began as an announcement of the shutting down of that program, forenoting the residency that she's doing has been pushed back to July. For now, please keep your loved ones close, safe, and healthy, she wrote. Cancellation comes following news that Vegas resorts are beginning to take action. Can you imagine what that place is like?
Has Vegas decided what they're doing?
Shut down. Oh, the Wynn, MGM, they're all shut down.
Yeah. So no casinos, no
big
hotels.
Gathering.
No hotels, no casinos.
Nothing.
Wow.
Memo issued to employees, the human resources there, explained that Southern Nevada Health District investigating the suspected case of a COVID-19 victim at the MGM Grand. Employees currently in self-quarantine and recovering at home. So that's okay. If it isn't real serious, you really can convalesce at home. And if you follow lots of fluids, get yourself into an immune state that's healthy for you, and then you'll be all right. But, you know, people who have compromised immune systems and pulmonary problems, and if you've been a big smoker or got any kind of COPD thing, next stop is the hospital for you. if you're smart. Anyway, I think the testing this week is going to be much more than it was last week. I think they're pretty much setting up. I noticed in my neck of the woods, they're setting up tents in town to have people drive through to get tested with the testing kits that they have. All right, next up, musically, the Jonas Bros, latest ones to cancel large gatherings to protect from the virus. The brothers took to social media to announce that they are canceling their Vegas residency. Are they canceling it or are they moving it back? I'm not clear here whether it's an actual
I think at this point it's canceled. Yeah, they're refunding. I think this fall they're going to be on tour.
Oh, so are they?
That they're going to have, yeah, I'm not sure if they're going to have the time.
Hmm. And they posted, "We love you guys. We're praying for everybody's safety and wellness. We'll see you soon." That was a caption in the statement, noted that the tickets for the residency will be refunded at the original point of purchase. "We did not make this decision lightly. We're so excited for the opportunity to share an amazing show with you, but nothing is more important than everybody's health and safety. We're also sad to disappoint you, but it's important for everyone to do what we can to keep everybody healthy." So the Jonas Brothers, that's pretty much what's going to happen everywhere. For the next month, you can pretty much consider...
You know, Vegas isn't even taking reservations until May 1st, if that gives you an idea, like if you go onto any of the websites. So I think until May or June, we're going to see all of this, the concerts and everything.
I was reading something Wayne Dyer wrote. "The purpose is not something that you're going to find. It's something that will find you. And you'll find you only when you're ready and not before." I think a lot of people are going to find themselves through this next month or so, kind of like what happened September 11th. It's different, but yet it's the same. Although I don't think that the temperament of people is quite yet where it was after September 11th.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention GCN listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implications of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open-pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing that you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of this threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Social distancing expected to continue across the nation. As late yesterday, the CDC announced that events with 50 or more people that are planned over the next 8 weeks should be canceled or delayed. The agency specifically mentioning sporting events, weddings, and festivals. The daily business of places like schools not included in that proposed policy, although most schools are being closed because of the virus anyway. Cities including New York and L.A. banning dining out and in some cases closing bars and movie theaters. After calling for it for days, President Trump says he's pleased that the Federal Reserve has decided to issue an emergency interest rate cut.
They did it in one step, and I think that people in the market should be very thrilled.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
More good news on the DJD program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and you. We're looking around at the things that are going on as a result of all the focus on the the coronavirus, and people are hunkering down, that's for sure. But then there are the bright side of this. You look at what Ryan Reynolds is doing. I didn't realize what he had a cell phone company. What company?
Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan? Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a gin company, right?
He also has, Mint. I don't know. I think we talked about it once.
Oh, he invested in that. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mint Mobile, yeah.
But everybody gets free service, so that's pretty good
news, month,
right?
Yeah, which is amazing.
The other thing that I thought was cool, and this isn't the same for everybody across the country because not all schools are shut down, but certainly in California, pretty much every school is shut down for the most part. And because of that, they're moving their online classes home because no one knows how long this is going to take. Is it going to be 2 weeks? Is it going to be 4 weeks? Is it going to be 8 weeks? So Spectrum, when do we ever get to say anything nice about a cable company,
not often, not especially them.
is sending out this phone number to call. If you are a student and you don't have access to Wi-Fi at home, they're giving you free Wi-Fi until this is over, so that kids can actually learn with their classes in their online community, which I thought was pretty cool.
That's so essential, because the connectivity gap in this country between, you know, rich and poor is so wide, and people just don't talk about it. But it's horrible. And now with inner city schools in Chicago and New York City being closed down, kids just, they don't have internet at home. And if they do, it's very spotty, and it's not enough. It's not fast enough to keep up with online classes and homework. So I think that's great that they did that.
All right. So one of the things that I'm thinking about as we go through this, what sort of just hit me in the last half hour or so is how coast-focused this is. The East Coast, the West Coast, but tell me where there's a problem in Butte, Montana, or if there's a problem even in Colorado Springs.
Well, that's why it's so interesting to hear people say, well, there should be a national shutdown. Well, no, there really shouldn't be. There is not. I don't believe there is one case in Alaska. So if there's not one case in Alaska, why are you going to shut everybody down in Alaska? It's not good for the economy. It's not good for the schools. It's not good for anybody.
Ohio was ahead of other states, for non-coastal states. I have a friend who lives in Cincinnati, and her school has been shut down, and they told everybody after spring break, don't come back.
Are there any instances of
it's
Ohio?
In every state. It's in every state except Alaska. So, and then they actually, the Ohio governor, I forget his name.
And there is one in Alaska now.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, you were holdouts for a long time.
But Ohio actually made the choice to shut down all the restaurants and bars before New York did. And everything is available for delivery or takeout, which is good because some restaurants and some employees can continue to make some money. It won't obviously be as much, but the hardest hit people will be the bartenders and the servers, because they rely on tips. So how are they going to survive? You know, Karen and I were talking about this off the air. You know, rent is due in 2 weeks, and if they don't have money, they're not bringing home cash tips. How are they going to survive?
I wonder they've
put a moratorium, at least in California, on evictions. So if someone doesn't pay their rent, they're not allowed to go in and evict him during this time.
But who would? What kind of a cur would do that anyway? You know, that's...
You'd be surprised.
A lot of slumlords
out there.
To surprise me. No large gatherings for 8 weeks. And that's all across the country, it would seem. Well, that's what the CDC is urging anyway. It's up to the governors and up to the states. I noticed travel restrictions now have been imposed on both England and Ireland. And that was, you know, that's late to the party, because wasn't it last week or the week before, all of the European countries were excluding the British, the United Kingdom, the British Isles were in that ban. So now the travel restrictions, and what a complete nightmare it is getting into or out of there. I know there was a midnight deadline, I think Saturday night, for people to get in and to get out. And American, I know, took all of the planes that they were using to go to China. They ferried them to New York, and they moved them. They flew them all to Europe to load them up and bring the people back.
Hopefully they cleaned them first.
Yeah.
Let's hope that they got a big scrub down.
There were about a dozen or more. I think I saw 12 or 14 777s that had been used on various routes to Asia that were parked initially in Dallas, and then they just said, okay, we're flying these planes to Europe to get people out. I don't know. I think probably the other airlines did the same thing. If you're trying to get anywhere using an airport, God love you. Because there's nothing going to be pleasant about that. Just try to get through to the airline on the phone. That's where it begins.
Yeah, they've been sending messages saying, if you're not flying within 7 days, please don't call us right now.
Yeah, right.
Just go online, do whatever you can do through the app. But I know that their change fees are waived, but what about, like, I have a plane booked for April 3rd, the first weekend in April, to D.C. It's probably not going to happen.
Prices change? I asked that same question.
My question, though, is I don't have another date to move it to. So do I just get a credit?
You'll have, or if you have,
you might
no.
just get a, I don't know, you Hold might just get a credit.
The record locator number will be the key. You'll hold on to that. It'll be noted on the record locator.
So when I do want to rebook,
when you bought it, yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at you least could probably use it for a credit for any other trip that you have coming up too.
Yeah, well, it depends on how bad things get and how badly they need your money.
True. They may not want to. Yeah, I guess no refunds.
they'll be bailed out. You can count on. Delta is probably the one that has the most cash. American, and United, Southwest would be pretty cash heavy. I think the other airlines, that JetBlue, maybe, but you go down the tier and you get into the secondary bunch like Spirit and Frontier and that bunch. They don't have a lot of extra cash. They need to get their cash flow every day, as most of us do. Frankly, that's the way it is. Every day, every week, most of us run on a cash flow basis. And if the cash stops flowing,
I thought one good suggestion that came out of it, because people are tossing around lots of ideas on how you can support local business without actually being in public. Like, restaurants are obviously really important to everybody. Most Americans, it's like 44% of our calories comes from restaurant food as Americans. And so buying a gift certificate to a restaurant that you normally go to is actually a way to give, to front them some cash and to help them. So if you do want to support a local bar or restaurant, that is a way that you can do it. Buy yourself a gift card, and then obviously when this is all over, you can go and use it. But that helps the restaurant kind of have a little cash up front.
One of the things that is distressing for a lot of people is trying to figure out whether they'll be able to get to their doctor, if they have procedures scheduled, what's the story with that? And there doesn't seem to be a good answer. I guess it's all in the idea is individual hospitals making the rules as individual states, and individual communities are making the decisions. There are a lot of people who now are arguing to shut down the economy, shut down all non-essential businesses, to wage the war. That
would everyone's be business essential?
Mine is, because people need to know what's going on.
I think that's kind of, shutting
I'm not sure.
it down.
I've been thinking about a lot, and I don't hear anybody talking about it. But what about the manicure-pedicure people? What about...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is anybody going to go? I'd love to get a manicure pedicure, but I don't think I'm going to go right now. So do they shut down? And how many of those little mom and pop places are going to be able to open up again after this is all over?
Yep.
That's kind of what I've been thinking.
That's, again, where you can buy a gift card. Yeah, at least give them
some
money.
Yeah, but how many people are going to go in there and buy a $50 gift card? And is that enough to prop a business up? I don't know.
My friend went to get a mani-pedi over the weekend, and she said that it was, half capacity pretty much, but she still wanted to go and support the local business. Those people, everyone who works in those service industries, they live on tips. If you don't get tips,
The lady who walks on my back in the massage parlor I was the only person she saw yesterday. That was it. Nobody else.
That sounds
made
really
an appointment.
Good.
Yeah.
Though, because I thought about this weekend. I was like trying to think of different ways to relax, and I was like, oh, I'd love to get a pedicure or a massage. And then I was like, I don't know if this is the best time to go to a place where they're specifically touching you and you're in close contact with people.
Yeah.
So I decided not to.
Yeah. The J.J. Watt, we were talking about somebody, was it an athlete that gave some money to help out?
Yeah, that
NBA
was
player.
Yeah, Kevin Love for the Cavaliers was the first one to donate $100,000.
All right, so I see J.J. Watt, who plays for the Houston Texans, and his wife, who is a soccer player, are donating $350,000 to help feed people who are, it'll give them it gives them a million meals.
Yeah, I mean, he was the one who had the GoFundMe a couple years ago that raised millions of dollars when there was all of that flooding and the hurricane. Yeah, he donates a lot of money.
And Chef Jose Andres, he's already gearing up to start feeding Americans now on the mainland, because, he's with his World Chef Kitchen that goes around, and they've millions of meals to Puerto Rico and millions of meals to when the Texas floods happened. And so now over the weekend, he's kind of getting his troops together, and they're going to start seeing where the immediate needs are of people who just don't have food and won't have access to it.
If you got regular cash flow and you're looking for a new car, Wait another week or so.
Yep.
I stopped at the car dealer just for the fun of it over the weekend to look at a couple of cars, and they were all over me, man. They
price
were
to
all,
move. Before we move on from food, we move on from food, though, you know, Disneyland and Disney World closed in Florida and in California. Yeah. And so one of the local stories for us in California is that Disneyland actually donated all of its excess food to the Second Harvest Food Bank.
Oh, that's
so
great.
All of their dairy, all of their vegetables, their fruit, their banquet meals, all of their packaged goods, they didn't want to just dump it, and they're going to be closed until at least the end of March.
It's time. So, that we said to you, to the authorities who don't want to give away food for whatever the reason. I saw more homeless people this weekend than I've ever seen in my life. Whatever is the reason for them being everywhere, not here, just here in Venice.
Even a lot of churches have closed up shop, so that's the place where they used to be able
here.
To get service, right?
Yeah, right, yep. All right, 44, 45, almost 46. Do I hear 47 after the hour on the DJV program?
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797. If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tom Kreitler time here on the DJV program. More advice, helpful advice. He's the co-host of the award-winning Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. This is something we need to get to, cleaning the best. I don't think we really started talking about this when you were around last week. I'm sure this weekend on the Money Pit broadcast and on your podcast, you'll be talking about the way that people can clean their homes. I'm moving out of the place I rented for the winter here, and I was just looking around at some of the things. The woman who cleans the house has been very good about it, but I'm thinking I would leave it. I would like to leave it so that there's nothing, there's no bug, there's no possibility of anything living here. Okay. How do you do that? What's the best way? The advice from the Money Pit in order to clean your home and make sure that there is no, it's not a home, wayward home for coronavirus bugs. How do you do that? You know, Lysol, or what?
Yeah, I mean, sure. You know, Lysol has actually listed on their label that it will kill coronavirus for, yeah, like years and years and years. So this is a good time to use that. But I think just understand that there's a difference in between a cleaner, a sanitizer, and a disinfectant. When you're buying products, a sanitizer is a product that cleans and disinfects. So that's like sort of the preferred type of product. And that's what Lysol does.
Mm-hmm. All right. So as much as anything else, there you go. Vinegar, things like that. What do you recommend when it comes to people who want?
Not now.
No.
No. I mean, you know. Listen, I know there's a lot of books that want to use natural ingredients and everything, but for me, I want to kill the damn virus.
Kill them. Yeah.
Without any question. So I'm going to use products.
Kill them dead.
Hospital-grade disinfectants that are going to work.
Yep.
There's a product that we, well, okay, listen, if you want to do something that's very earth-friendly, there's a product that we have promoted on the Money Pit called JAWS, the Just Add Water System. And with JAWS, these products are, there's six different products, and they basically, when you buy it from JAWS, they have a bottle, plastic, sturdy plastic bottle, and then a refill pod. You pop it in the top, and you fill it with water, and then it releases the disinfectant into the solution. So you don't have to pay for in all the waste associated with shipping bottles and bottles and bottles of disinfectant. You just buy the refill pods. So that's a nice way to go, too. It's JAWSCleans.com.
One of our listeners named Jessica is asking about her home. She's got a small home, 1,300 square feet, close to time to replace central air. What's a better way to do it? What does she do in order to find the right central air system for her?
Yeah, so I think what she was trying to determine is whether or not it was she should use a central air conditioning unit or go with a mini split ductless. Now, it's two different systems, and a mini split ductless is a fantastic system, but it's really designed for a certain area. So you have one of these split ductless units for the whole area. So, for example, if you are want to heat and cool a basement or a great room or a three-season room, and it's all pretty much one space, a mini-split ductless unit is perfect for that. But if you already have central air, you're not going to replace it with mini-split ductless. You're going to basically put in another central air conditioning system because your home already has ducts. It already has a distribution system to carry the air, the heated or the cooled air, throughout the entire house. So what you want to do, Jessica, is basically buy another central air conditioning unit, but make sure that it's more efficient. It's interesting because the efficiencies have changed so much in the last decade, in part because we are now eliminating Freon as the refrigerant. We're using new, more high-tech refrigerants that are more earth-friendly, and so the compressors are different today. So the efficiencies have gone way up.
All right. By the way, congratulations on being named the Money Pit Podcast, been named the best home and garden podcast of all time.
Wow.
By Apple.
Really? Who does that?
I heard that, yeah.
Thanks, Doug.
It's cool. And there's lots of, listen, the general stuff that's in there that'll help you. This is a time when people have very specific questions about things that have to do with coronavirus, and that's swell. But then there are other things. Here's a guy in Delaware who wants to know the best way to clean grout on his ceramic tile. I think using a toothbrush is the best way to do it. What do you recommend?
Well, I mean, certainly that's good for the tool itself. Now, if you have, it really depends on sort of the level of grime, so to speak, with the grout. If it is mild, you can use baking soda and borax, and it will come clean. But if it's not, you need to use a heavier duty grout stripper, not a grout cleaner, but when you go to the store, look for a grout stripper. That will lift the dirt out more successfully. And when you're all done, make sure you reseal the grout or seal it. If it's not been done the first time, that'll keep it clean.
Nationally syndicated Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Go to MoneyPit.com. Tommy the K here with Doug at 59.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.